The History of the World podcast, written and presented by Chris Hasler. This is the History of the World podcast, unscripted. Hello everyone, it's Chris here from the History of the World podcast, and this is an unscripted episode. We're taking a short summer break while we write new episodes and also episodes for our patrons, so our paying subscribers, if you like, I say subscribers, we don't do a subscription plan, we just basically take voluntary contributions, and some of those people who make voluntary contributions qualify to commission their own special episodes. And so let's introduce you to some of the subjects that we're going to be talking about when we do fire up the new episodes, probably sometime in July, I would imagine. So firstly, I think we're going to concentrate on our episode on the Khoisan cultures of Africa. It's quite a tricky subject to broker, that one, because the Khoisan is a bit more of an exonym for the cultures. There's a lot more to them than just lumping them all together as Khoisan cultures, but there's some significant links to history among these cultures, and also it introduces us to the struggles of how indigenous peoples struggle against foreign invasion and colonialism. So it's going to be a very fascinating episode, and I'm looking forward to writing it. It really relates significantly to South African politics, and also it sort of reaches back as far as the material of Volume 1 when we were talking about the evolution of humans. So we can really sort of tie a thread from the beginning of human evolution right through to modern day politics and the ongoing struggle of the Khoisan cultures to be recognised in their modern states. So it's going to be a really, really good episode, real good exploration into a culture that probably should be talked about a lot more. We're also going to be taking, I'm going to be trying something new in actual fact. We're going to be taking a look at the history of Crete. So how on earth am I going to cram that all into one podcast episode? But I'm going to give it a try, and it should be quite an entertaining episode because it will be a very fast paced and, a good overview really for anyone who's interested in the history of that island. Why wouldn't you be interested in the history of any Mediterranean island? They're really... They're touched by so much, not always good, sometimes quite bad, but Mediterranean islands have really all got a history of their own. So, like, it will be very, very interesting to speak about the history of Crete. Obviously, Crete itself being very strongly linked to the very first cultures of Europe, historical cultures of Europe, with the Minoans. And of course, you know, we bring that right forward. It's so many different major cultures, such as the Romans and the Arabs, the Venetians, and so many cultures had a hand in the history of Crete, right up until the 20th century, of course, with the activity of Nazi Germany as well, obviously affected Crete quite directly. So that's going to be an excellent episode. It's going to be something that I've not really tried before in terms of like a fast-paced overview. Also, episodes have been like now. Also, I'm going to be reading some emails out as well that have been sent to me in the last week, and one of them sort of touches on the fact that the History of the World podcast, in order to keep the podcast moving forward, we're often perhaps selective in what material we talk about, and we're not always talking about everything. So I'll give you an example. There's a book written by a gentleman called Chris Harman called A People's History of the World, and it's like a view of sort of social history of mankind. So it really tries to sort of divert a little bit from the political situations and the political changes and the characters of the world. There's also a book there was a few DK publications that were really sort of chronological histories of the world, and one of them was written in particular about science, which is like a technological perspective on the history of the world. And so we can really look at the history of the world from a number of different perspectives, and I feel that some listeners may be understanding that they're probably missing out on some aspects of history just because I'm trying to keep the podcast moving along. Fundamentally, my podcast is an overview of the history of the world, so quite often we're going to be talking about political situations. So when we were speaking about, let's say, for example, we're speaking about the Frankish Empire, we want to talk about Charlemagne, Charles Martel. We want to talk about Clovis. We want to talk about all of these figures that were integral to the history of the Frankish Empire. And as such, we might not have that much material about the cultural developments of the Franks and the agricultural technology, the life of the people of the Frankish Empire and the lands that they conquered. And it's because we've really got a lack of information, but we do know plenty about the characters because of what was written about them by the monasteries and the historians that followed their age. So sometimes it's through lack of information that we can only talk about the figures because that's what we do know about. So, but it's interesting to speculate about those things, and as such, we've had special episodes commissioned that are going to concentrate on a couple of aspects of medieval history that we don't necessarily or didn't necessarily plan to include in the narrative. And one of them's going to be about communication within the medieval world. So it's going to be quite a difficult episode to write, I must admit. I'm going to have to delve deep into my library. But we're going to be looking at maybe the communication aspect of how messages were relayed from one side of an empire to another, or between empires, and the journeys of people, how people travelled within their empires or internationally. So we're going to be looking at that. And also we're going to be doing an episode on weaponry, so medieval weaponry. And the one thing that Eric G. Young, the man who's commissioned the episode, has said, look, please don't glorify gunpowder in this episode, because everyone talks about gunpowder, and it's the medieval age. When you talk about weapons, everyone says, oh, this is when gunpowder was emerging. Of course, there's so much more to it, and we're going to be exploring that as well. So they're going to actually be slotted into Volume 4. They're going to become part of the fabric of Volume 4. So that's something to look forward to. So the first two episodes that we're going to use as the comeback episodes of Volume 4 before we get into the religion, medieval religion and Christianity in particular. And then the Crusades, of course, which carry on from that. And obviously there was much more going on in Europe than just the Crusades and the development of feudalism, etc. Obviously there was relationships between the nations of Europe that we can explore through the battles of the late Middle Ages. So it's all going to cascade into that, really. So plenty to look forward to, and that's what we can look forward to in July in particular, when we come back and start publishing proper episodes. So we're gonna clear up all of that backlog of special episodes that have been commissioned by our highly valued patrons. Now, if you would like to commission your own special episode of the History of the World podcast, then you can. All you need to do, you just need to qualify by making the accumulated donation required as per our Patreon page. So if you want to find out more, just go to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website, click on the Patreon link, and explore the benefits that are available to you. It's not just podcast episodes. It's gifts through the post that we send. I know that there's a backlog of gifts still to be sent. If you've qualified and I've emailed you already, don't worry, you've not been forgotten about. We're just going to send them all off together. So we're just collecting them all together and sending them all off together. Hopefully that should take place sometime in the next month or two. Don't worry, you haven't been forgotten about if you've qualified. But also, if you want to explore that and become a History of the World podcast Illuminati member, which is our exclusive club for people who make contributions to the fortunes of this podcast, to the future and the fortunes of the podcast, then please go to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website, click on the Patreon link and sign up to make a monthly contribution to help us to keep this wonderful project going. We have a new member to welcome into the History of the World podcast Illuminati this week. His name is Jack Mardlin. So Jack, thank you very much for signing up and making a contribution to the podcast. You are now a lifelong member of the History of the World podcast Illuminati. You can hold your head up and walk down the street feeling very proud of yourself and what you're doing and the fact that you're a member of this wonderful and exclusive club. So thank you very much, Jack. And by all means, if you want to join Jack in that exclusive club, then do please come along to the Patreon page. I have an email this week from Victor Bezborodov, who's written in and put, "Dear Chris Hasler, I started listening to your podcast several months ago and I'm enjoying it immensely. The podcast is excellent. However, as I listen to ancient Greece and Rome episodes, I get mildly saddened by the dominance of the narrative history driven by events, names and battles and the absence of general stuff episodes so common in previous eras. By general stuff, I mean episodes on material and cultural developments not tied to particular events or people. In the terminology of the History of Byzantium podcast, these are the end of century episodes. There are so many topics for such episodes for Rome, Roman concrete, aqueduct building and engineering in general, Roman housing, Roman plays, literature, glass manufacture, Roman mines, advances in agriculture, goods transport networks, the question of citizenship in Rome, Roman gods, Roman bureaucracy, and so on and so forth. Please note that in early seasons, such general stuff episodes made up the majority because of the lack of written records. I believe history is not only Rome conquered X in the year Y and Caesar did this and that, although these are very interesting in their own right, but also the development of society. What did people do in everyday life? How did society function, etc.? I hope for such general episodes in the future. Best wishes and thank you for a great podcast, Victor Bezborodov." Thank you, Victor. You are right, of course. The thing is, it's so profound, isn't it? The history of the world, the history of people, the history of mankind. That you could just keep digging and volume 4 could potentially be twice as long if we included everything, but we're sort of sadly pressed for time, so I have to be quite selective about what I do include and what I don't include. There's a lot of, when I'm planning the volumes, there's a lot of jiggery pokery in terms of what I put in and what I take out, and it's really important that I get the fundamental story of the history of the world included. And so the expectation of this podcast is to talk about figures such as Julius Caesar and talk about the development of the Roman Empire as an example for In terms of the glory, I used it as an example in my reply to you, Victor, the glory of Rome, and to talk about Emperor Trajan and what he achieved, so that you could understand the impact of what happened later in the second century when the plague spread through the Romans and this gradual decline took place, where the military side of Rome started to gain more power over the Senate and the emperors, and this led to a collapse in the fundamentals of Rome, and the introduction of Christianity as a new religion was almost part of the collapse of what really was glorious Rome, and the introduction of what would become medieval Europe. So it's really important that we understand who was doing what and the political situations, the political developments, I think are the key elements of the history of the world and understanding the world as it exists today. But I do agree with you, Victor. It's not that I don't agree. It would be great if we could delve a bit deeper into those subjects. And there's so much more, you know, the development of language, the development of, you know, sort of social rights, that kind of thing. You know, so much stuff that we could go into, unfortunately there are limits that we have to sort of put in place, really. And I'm sure there are podcasts out there that do delve deeper into those societies that you mentioned. There's so many great new podcasts being written about different cultures, different countries, and so you can. I think the material's out there, but it's very difficult for me to make everyone happy, to include everything, and but in the future there might be scope to go back and fill in some gaps. You know, there's no reason why new episodes can't be added retrospectively to volumes. So but great email, Victor, and thank you so much. You're not the first person to have noticed that. Palais has written in, is written in from Peter Husgard has written in. So I'm not sure. Palais may be a nickname, perhaps. I'm not sure. Forgive me if I'm wrong. Hi, Chris. Some 6 to 7 weeks ago, I heard a history program on the radio about Ukraine. It was really interesting, and it inspired me to search for more history podcasts on Spotify. Maybe I had a European history in mind, but your podcast was the first one to pop up, and I was swept off my feet right away. I've been listening ever since, started from the beginning, and have now caught up with current episodes. I really want to thank you for the undertaking of such a good, thorough and impressive podcast. I really enjoy it. You have presented so many fascinating episodes, but as for me, I've found the ones about the House of Vasa, Snorri Sturluson and Ireland the most capturing. I myself am a Faroese from the Faroes, living in Norway near Hafrsfjord, where Harald the Hairfair fought and united the Viking chieftains of Norway. On your episode on Ireland, you mentioned two persons I'd like to mention. One was St. Brendan, who, according to the Faroese saga, was the first man on the Faroes. The Irish didn't stay on the Faroes, though, so when the Vikings found these islands, they also found sheep, and thus named the islands the Sheep Islands. Far equals sheep, and Os equals islands in Nordic. I didn't know that. Didn't St. Brendan make it across the Atlantic all the way to the current USA also? St. Brendan's Island was never established as a definitive place. So maybe the fabled St. Brendan's Island was in the Americas. Who knows? The second man you shortly mentioned was Olaf the White, who became a chief or proclaimed king of Dublin, did you say, in 841. Olaf the White possibly also participated in the Battle of Hafrsfjord in 873, but not on the side of Harald the Hairfair. Olaf was one of the opponents to Harald's endeavours to unite the Norwegian chieftains under one king, and it is uncertain how and where Olaf died. His wife, Ald the Deep-Minded, fled to the Hebrides with her son after Olaf's death, and later ventured further northwest to either Iceland or indeed the Faroes, where she fostered the mainly chieftain family on the Faroes, my descendants. I find all of this so fascinating since it's my family some 1,200 years ago, but must also admit that it is all uncertain since sources do not all tell the same story. Anyway, keep up the good work, Chris, and once again, thank you so much for the work you do. Highly appreciated. Well, you're right, Palle. It's when you read the sagas, you look at Olaf the White, and sometimes historians are speculating as to whether we're talking about Olaf the White, but because probably everyone was called Olaf, you know, maybe some of the Olafs mentioned in texts are not actually Olaf the White, and someone's assumption was incorrect. So, or even, you know, you notice the sagas are actually written quite a long time after the lifetime of Olaf the White. So we might even be talking about different Olaf the Whites for all we know. It's really contentious, and it's very difficult to piece together. You know, all you need is a historian to assume that the Olaf that they're hearing about is the Olaf of a different story. But then as history develops and we find more sources, we think, well, hang on a minute, there's no way that he could have been alive then, because this clearly happened 50 years beforehand. So we're often disappointed by our discoveries when we think we know someone and then the historic sources don't corroborate each other. So you're right, Palle. It's very, very difficult, especially when reading Viking sagas, of course. You know, like certainly the writers didn't always care too much for the God's honest truth, you know. So, but very interesting nonetheless, of course. Okay, a couple of quick reviews. A review from Vermont, from Meredith's boyfriend, via Apple Podcasts, who's put a stunningly in-depth reflection on world history with the perfect balance of factual evidence and personal theories. His passion for history is evident, while he doesn't allow his personal opinions and influence to erode any accuracy in his reporting. Cheers, Chris, you do a truly brilliant job. Thank you, Meredith's boyfriend. And we've got a review here from Insulting Retard. God, I feel nervous already. But he's put 5 stars, or he or she even maybe has put 5 stars. Going the distance, can't believe someone is taking on literally all of human history, doing it with good fun and lightheartedness too. Really great stuff for history lovers. Well, thank you. But so I shouldn't have been nervous at all, should I, about that one? But thank you very much to both of you for your kind reviews. Just to tie up some business, I don't want to ramble on too long. This week, quite an important week for the History of the World podcast. Later today, so I'm just sort of recording this podcast episode on the fly, really, because normally I like to record on a Sunday. And I know I've overrun slightly. I'm a couple of days late. Later today, so this is like Tuesday morning in the UK. Later today, I will be at the Chalk Valley History Festival down there near Salisbury in Broadchalk. If you're down there later today or even tomorrow, I'll also be there tomorrow, hit me up, do send me a message, and we'll maybe share a coffee and have a little chat, and be great to see you. So I'll be down there as a visitor. I'm not doing anything official down there. I'm not nearly that important. But yeah, it'd be great to bump into maybe a listener or two down there if you're visiting the Chalk Valley History Festival. It'd be great to see you. If of course you go down there later in the week and you've never been before, it's absolutely fantastic. I'd recommend it to all history lovers. There's so much to do down there, so much to listen to. So many great speakers and lots of good activities down there. Highly recommended. Very affordable as well. It's a very affordable, cheap ticket for the day with so much to do down there. It's quite amazing, really. So hopefully I'll see one or two of you down there. And if not, you know, do consider going down there anyway. Also, this week, very special week for the History of the World podcast. It is on, what are we now, Tuesday? On Friday, it will be our fourth birthday. So this coming Friday, the 24th of June, is 4 years to the day since we released our first episode. So here we are, still going 4 years later. Wouldn't have imagined it when I started out. You know, you'd be sort of one day hope, perhaps, maybe, you know, who knows, might get a year or two into it, then I might get bored with it. Well, thankfully, I haven't got bored with it. Here we still are, all together, and 4 years on. So happy fourth birthday to the History of the World podcast. And I'm sure we're going to make it to our fifth. So as long as I keep healthy and I keep going, I'm sure we're going to make it to the big number five next year. But yep, this Friday, 4 years old. So congratulations to us. Anyway, that's it for this week. I'll be back next week with some more ramblings and ahead of some new podcast episodes in July. Until we speak again, be good.
The History of the World podcast, written and presented by Chris Hasler. Please consider making a financial contribution by going to the historyoftheworldpodcast.com website and clicking on the Patreon link. Email the show at historyoftheworldpodcast@mail.com. And don't forget to join our social media at Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. See you next time.